It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine. Yee-haw! And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is The Beat.
Oh, no. Okay, nothing. I thought I just lost a story, but I just found it. This is kind of cool. Yeah. Thanks, Steve. You're my buddy, boo.
I think it is right.
Okay, so this is kind of neat. If you are a fan of Kurt Cobain, Nirvana.
Oh, yeah.
Passed away at the age of 27 back in the 90s.
95, 96.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
I still remember hearing the news on the radio.
I do, too. I was in my car, and I remember driving. I was on 494 and going, what?
Yep. Yeah, that was a big deal.
That was a huge deal. Well, his childhood home has been declared
94.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. A Washington State landmark. The current homeowner is also planning to turn the home into a museum with private tours available starting early next year.
Hmm.
It's, let's see, he lived there from 68 to 84, long before Nirvana was formed. And it's a 1.5-story house. I'll link this up for everyone in 30 seconds. It was a 1.5-story house officially approved for the Washington State Department of Archaeology and Historic Preservation's Heritage Register, which preserves culturally important buildings. Now, this guy can't make it into a full-blown museum. That's why he's only doing private tours, and their goal is to make the house a tribute project to his early life and career with museum detail. So the next chapter is just how to make it happen. This guy purchased the house from the Cobain family in 2018 for $225,000. Original furniture from the Cobains remains in the home, wow, with input from Kurt's sister Kim being considered for the museum. So that's kind of cool.
Be interesting.
Yeah.
We've got one of those in town here. Prince's home is available for tours.
So good. That tour, they did a really nice job with that. Don't you think?
Yeah, I've been a couple times. And
yeah, I think I've been there 4 times now.
They have a new exhibit out there where you can see all his shoes. When I just...
oh, that's right.
I just saw John Bream at a private party this weekend.
How's
from the Star
he doing?
Tribune. Good. He says that the shoe exhibit's pretty cool and you should go check it out.
Check it out, yeah?
Yeah. Take it from John Bream.
You got it.
Personal friend of me. Mine.
Name nice. Drop. That's, does that count as a name drop?
Yeah for sure. Yeah, locally, time. Definitely.
By the way,
even more than locally.
I now then just go in this little, you know, black hole about Kurt Cobain's passing. And because when that happened, 94, I was 11 or 12. I was just getting into like Nirvana music at that time. I remember I had a friend, Garrett, who would play it and like introduce me to some Nirvana. But, and then like seeing this, they have his suicide note and just like took his own life.
Yeah.
And it was the electrician found him. And oh man, it's just a lot.
Yeah. And this is not the suicide house. This is his childhood house, which is
right.
Yeah. Less morbid.
Yeah. I think he was out of there by the age of 16, maybe, if I got it right.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's cool. If you're going to be traveling in that area, that would be Seattle.
Sure. Let's go with it.
Aberdeen.
Is that where they said it was? I'm sure that's near. I'll Google that.
Oh, thanks, Rocco.
I'm really good at the
You're great
Google
at
Maps.
Google. You're a good Googler.
He's a good Googler.
Aberdeen, Washington. And that's in the Seattle area, right?
Okay.
Maybe.
We're going to go with
that.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little bit, I'm going to go southwest of Seattle, closer to the ocean.
Okay. Nice. Guys, I checked out that Rick Rubin docuseries on Paul McCartney.
Oh, okay. Same, yeah, we can talk about it.
I watched most of one episode of it as well.
And?
So Rick Rubin's a bit of a free spirit, is he not?
Oh, for sure. He's barefoot.
Barefoot. At points, he's just like sitting on the ground. His beard is as long as Priyanka Chopra's train on her veil or whatever it was. It was just, but I found it to be very offbeat, but also rather interesting to watch Rick Rubin talk with Paul McCartney as they broke down songs. Then you heard things in the music that you just took for granted or didn't really hear before as Paul was breaking it down.
Very inside.
Very inside. Yes.
Inside.
If you're a huge fan, you'll definitely want to watch this.
I mean, I love these shows where they go in the studio and go into the original tracks and they're like, hey, let's pull up, you know, just the guitar.
Right.
Let's pull up just the harmony.
Just the vocal. Yeah.
And it is pretty fascinating. And it's kind of weird to watch Rick Rubin, who's kind of a big deal, just like be in awe of these masters and of Paul McCartney.
Yes. Oh, you
Because these
totally...
are like the holy grail of pop music.
That's right.
You know?
Exactly. So from that point of view, it's really interesting. I love the Beatles. I love Paul McCartney. I love John Lennon.
But you're hesitant about this.
It's kind of boring for the actual normal viewer.
Yeah,
it's,
you have to appreciate inside baseball.
Yep. And you got to really love the Beatles. And in fact, in episode 2, they do some wing stuff. They break down Band on the Run.
Yes.
They talk about how we recorded it in Lagos, which is, Nigeria, I want to say. And he tells some interesting stories about going to Africa and going to see Fela Kuti and
That's
getting
right.
his tape stolen. And yeah, you're right. You got to be a Beatles fan.
Yeah, because it's not the presentation, excuse me, is not, it's not very riveting. It's very...
You know what it's kind of like? It's kind of like director's commentary on DVDs. Most people who watch the movie don't care about the thing that you almost did there, whatever. But if you happen to hit just the right person who really loves the movie, they find any more information that they can get on it is great, is enjoyable.
Yeah. It's just the conversation is very low energy.
I think it is too. I kind of wish I would hear more from Rick. Rick is just sort of in awe of
He's
Paul.
Just a fanboying
he really
all
is.
Over the place.
And Paul is just being Paul and telling Beatles stories. And again, like my 10-year-old is on a huge Beatles kick right now, so
That's
this
awesome.
Is really fun for us. But you're right, you've got to really like the Beatles, and you kind of do need to like the idea of what goes into making a record and what, you know, that it's not just four guys with guitars and drums. It's these layered vocals. It's like
right.
these two, you know, there's three or four guitars, and the genius of George Martin, who was their producer,
right.
really
Absolutely.
Comes through.
Honestly, though, I had never seen Rick Rubin before.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No,
oh,
I had never seen him before. And I mean, you just pull up a picture of him and you tell me that that's not Jim Gaffigan wearing a ZZ Top costume. I really get that vibe. But yeah, he's just sitting on the floor at points and just...
Yeah, he's a weird dude. He's got like a... He has a bus on his property. Yeah. I thought I saw a documentary or he was on CBS Sunday Morning or something.
He's made a lot of money. He's made some groundbreaking records through the time.
Absolutely.
I think
Dixie
he has a place
Chicks,
in Hawaii
album.
In Santa Monica. He just like lives on the beach and walks barefoot on the beach like 2 hours a day and produces records when somebody comes to
him. He's got, I can't remember what the bus is, but you go in there and there's like recording equipment. That's where his recording studio is, in this old rundown bus. I don't know if it was Bob Dylan's or what. But anyway, really interesting, but just be forewarned that it's low energy and it's very slow moving. Like if the people doing, talking
it's black
about
and
it,
white too. Isn't it in black and white, the first one?
Oh, I'm sure that's Paul McCartney's doing. Yeah. He's probably like, soften the light on me. I mean, he's a good looking man, but he's a man of a certain age. I would do the same thing.
He's got to be in his late 70s or something, right?
Yeah. I mean, He looks fantastic.
Yeah, Rick Rubin looks like he's 150, but he's only 58 years old. He's like, I don't even care about the lights.
I am really hoping McCartney tours one last time because I want to take my son.
Oh,
he is 79.
Cool. Wow. He looks fantastic. And he still sounds good, too.
Yes.
So that's very cool. By the way, MTV turned 40 years old yesterday. Happy birthday.
Oh, my gosh.